Pesachim, Pesachim is really split up into three sections. Something called Mesechet Pesach Rishon, and something called Mesechet Pesach Sheni. If you look in the Dasani Tet Amud Aleph, which you might have or you might not have, is the end of the Perek Tet. Hadin Alach Misha Yitomei Uslike La Pesach Sheni. So Rav Rishonim call the Mesechta, and that's why it's called Tzochim. What's Tzochim? Because it's two Pesach. Pesach Rishonim, which they did on 14th of Nisan. Pesach Sheni, which was on 14th of Iyar, for those that couldn't do it. So that's Tzochim, Loshen Rabbi. Right? Pesach Rishonim is Pesach Sheni. There's two Mesechtas in this one Mesechta. And then, at the end of the two Mesechtas, there's a third chelik, and that's the chelik which we're learning. That is Arbi Sochim. Interestingly enough, in the second Mesechta, which is talking about Pesach Sheni, there's Kamat No Rishonim. So the Rishonim generally didn't write about Koshim. But in the third chelik, which is our chelik, which is in Baruch Hashem, there's Rishonim galore, and we will be focusing on it. So, Mi'etz Hashem, when we learn this together, there's one difference in Mesechta Sochim to Kama every other Shabbat. One difference to Arvi Sochim, I should say, to anything else, and that is that on the left-hand side of the page, on Amud Beis, and the right-hand side, on Amud Aleph, they'll see that there's two Pirushim. There's a Pirush at the top, which is Pirush Rashi, and a Pirush at the bottom, which is Pirush Rashba, his grandson. Pirush Rashba. It's normal, it's customary to learn Rashbam and not Rashi. Whatever the reason is, the Rashi on Arvi Sochim is not the Rashi in other Shas. It's generally customary to learn the Rashbam. One small difference is Rashi had the art of being very succinct, saying very little and meaning a lot. And the Rashbam is married a lot more. So you'll see the lower half of the page is much longer than the top half of the page. So that's what we're going to be learning. We're going to be learning the Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam and Tosfos. The big mile in the Rashbam is he talks very much about Halacha. He mentions very much about Halacha, which we'll try and put a little doggish on in the Tosfos. So to start off, we're going to learn the Mishnah. And we're going to learn the Rashbam on the Mishnah and Tosfos. There's a lot of Tosfos on the Mishnah. There's all the way down till the second last Tosfos is all on the Mishnah. So Mi'etzem, we'll start together learning Mishnah, Rashbam and Tosfos. The idea, I'll tell you what the idea is and then we can let you work it on. The special halacha of the Mishnah tells us that on Erev Pesach they're not allowed to eat from Mincha Ulamala, from Ni Mincha Ulamala. Mincha is the time when they offered up the Korban Tomid. Right, that's why we done Mincha then. Mincha Tana is the time we offered up the Korban Tomid. From that time on, you're not allowed to eat, or from near that time, you're not allowed to eat a meal. Somoch Mincha, that's all Allah is. And now the Mishnah says it's only on Erev Pesach. The Gemara is going to discuss why it's only on Erev Pesach. But before we get to the Gemara, why is only on Erev Pesach? What is the halacha on Erev Pesach? There's a Rashbam that tells you why it is, and the Tosfos that tells you what we're talking about. What type of matzah are we talking about? What type of food are we talking about? Just to remind you, on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz. From after chatzis, you're not allowed to eat chametz. And if Minchitana is after chatzis. So what are we referring to here when we say you can't eat? So that's the place of Mi'etz Hashem. So it's a different type of learning. It's not as maybe difficult in understanding the Sfaris so much, but you'll see it's very geshmak element. As I said, I will try and bring in the Halacha Lamaita Shavoi because it's also going to get for us in a couple of months' time, at least the best files we get. And after we get to after Pesach, I'll be in again a couple of months after that, 11 months after that. So, Hatzlocha. I'm in there. My Kavod is not here today. Feel free to come and trouble me. And we wish you all that stuff in the world. Mishnah, Rashbam, and Tosfos. You learned it once before.